Listening 3. International Brands. B. Listen to the first part of a report and then fill in the blanks with the missing information. Coca-Cola, Microsoft, IBM, General Electric, and Ford. According to a survey based on their brand value, they're the world's top 5 corporate names, and they're all from the USA. The number one brand name, Coca-Cola, was valued in June 1999 at more than $80 billion. Is it true that these brands are penetrating deeper into more and more markets around the world? A brand like the ones we heard, McDonald's, Coca-Cola, Microsoft, is more than a label or the name of a product or company. A brand represents a set of values that the company wants the consumer to associate with its products. These values go beyond the need for quality or durability. For example, some companies try and appeal to the youth market and its sense of adventure, whereas others target older consumers who may be more interested in luxury, comfort, and prestige. C. Listen to the second part of a report and then answer the following questions. Take the McDonald's food chain. It started in the 1950s and now opens up on average 5 new restaurants a day somewhere in the world. And Coca-Cola, invented back in 1886, now sells more than 1 billion drinks every day. These two companies have operated globally for a long time, but they were always considered an exception. Now, more and more businesses are realizing global branding is the key to success. Companies are spending millions of dollars on branding in order to build a powerful international image. For the consumer, the branded good can bring a lot of benefits. A globally recognized name offers reassurance, security, and quality, as well as status. But it's actually more complex than that. While it's challenging for advertisers to promote a brand that appeals across many different cultures, the long-term goal is to sell a way of life, not just a product. Reassurance, security, quality, status. These are some of the reasons why big international brands are popular. But as the report also points out, consumers aren't just sensible shoppers, they've also bought into the image, the lifestyle, the very dream that big multinational companies have carefully created.